Commentator Jim Bowie is an internet consultant and a virtual dad.
I am sitting in my den watching television. I hear my son Matthew calling out from the computer room for assistance. Except Matthew is not in the computer room. He's 500 miles away. We're speaking to each other through voice-enabled messenger over the internet. Matthew lives most of the year with his mother in North Carolina. I live in Maryland. When his mother first considered moving, I feared I would become like other divorced fathers in America. I might not play a significant role in my son's life. But Matthew still has his dad in his daily life. Matthew and I engage in electronic bonding. We communicate nearly every day by email, online chat, cell phone, web camera, or occasionally even by old-fashioned telephone. Now 17, Matthew is a member of Generation D, the digital generation. The internet has become as important a part of his growing up years as television was to mine. Online, I help Matthew with homework. I tell stories to try to make social studies come alive. He emails me his vocabulary words in English and Spanish. I call out the English word and he gives me the Spanish equivalent. For a junior class project, he was writing a report on slavery, so I searched the net for pictures depicting slavery. He practices his flute for me. We hook up web cameras so we can see as well as hear each other. New technologies definitely lessen the distance between my son and me, but they are not a substitute for being together. Sometimes I can sense Matthew slipping away from me. At best, even with the most advanced technology, a cooperative ex, an enthusiastic child, and faithful attention, virtual parenting is just not enough. There's no question we've missed important times together, but it's a heck of a lot better than no relationship at all. I grew up in an intact family. Even at a 500-mile distance, I'm a more emotionally involved father than my father was. And I'm probably more appreciative of my time with my son than parents who resent their children and take them for granted. Robert Bly has written that when a boy and his father spend time together, something like spiritual food passes between them. For me, it's just enough nourishment until the next face-to-face encounter. Summer is my favorite time of year. Matthew is spending most of it with me, my wife Lucia, and his 4-year-old brother Alex, who adores him. Matthew's mom and I have reversed roles. She is now virtual mom, and I am no longer just virtual dad. I have been temporarily liberated from the computer. At times like these, I am one happy guy, sharing not just words, text, sight, and sound with my son, but all 5 senses. For this brief and shining moment, my circle is complete.
The comments of Jim Bowie, who hosts the website for Long Distance Families.